out there, woo, I'm gonna tear it up.
Tell your bitch to stop sassing.
I transcend race, hombre.
Do it live.
Philadelphia, woo, I'm gonna tear it up.
I hear it all the time.
Really conflict. Myrtle Beach Strong.
Who's the king of the demo? Who's the king of the demo?
You guys are clueless on sports in Philadelphia.
Welcome everybody to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is the Rebirth, episode 11, Poncho. There's only two more episodes left. This is the final countdown. Everybody's getting a little nervous about you and your woman coming home. What do you have to say?
Don't be nervous. There's nothing going to be shut down on this show, Tools. Thanks for having me. You look wonderful tonight, Tools.
Already, there it goes. Well, the yes. Wonderful word.
Well, you know what it is. We're fresh off the spelling bee, so I've got some words and wisdom built up in me, Tools. I don't know if you saw that last night, but these are next-level nerds, brother. Folk you can relate to. Gokul. Gokul came out the big winner.
Gokul? You want me to spell Gokul?
No, he's a fella. He's a kid that won.
I thought it was a tie.
Well, he won. No, you should. This kid was tearing through words the way I do bunnies at the bar. A stallion on the mic. This Gokul kid, he was just ripping it up last night, Tools.
But was it a tie?
It was a tie, but you know, this female, she was asking for root words and origins. Gokul gets up there, my boy. You can see his naughty lump rising to the occasion, and he just lays words down. But I will say, you know, the tie was disappointing, Tools. It's the only event you can go 20 rounds with a broad and still end up a virgin. So in that regard, it was disappointing. But these little wordsmiths excited me a little bit.
So you spent the entire night watching the spelling bee?
Well, there was nothing else, Tools. There's nothing else. I don't watch Hoarders, so there's nothing else on.
Well, what TV shows have you been watching lately? Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, I don't watch that. I told you already, I don't watch fantasy stuff with winged horses and fake men and women.
Do you watch True Detective?
Yeah, is it back on yet, though?
Well, it's coming back on in June. You will watch that. Did you like the last season?
Loved it. It was probably my favorite series of a show ever.
Do you know any of the actors in season two?
Isn't it Vince Vaughn?
And?
The guy from...
Colin Farrell?
Yeah. It's probably going to be good, but I'll tell you what.
Oh, I think
McConaughey,
it's be...
as you know, my boy.
Oh, McConaughey's your boy.
I don't know how you replace a guy like that, but he was just wonderful in that series, Tools. So I don't know how you replace that.
He
was pretty good. He was pretty good, Tools.
Oh, he was wonderful.
Yeah, he was great. And a happy June to you, brother. It's getting warmer. Yeah. And as it gets warmer, the clothing, the wardrobe shrink on the female. So
I'm looking down here at the outline, and one thing, we have a couple bullet points. One is two shows left. The other bullet point that you put on here is Happy June.
Well, Tools, there's not a lot.
Happy June. Does that mean
there's not a lot
skip
going on
your
this
clothing?
Week.
Or?
No. June is a month of the year. I don't know if you knew that, Tools.
Do you know one thing that's happening in June? It's happening, folks. There's only two episodes left before Poncho's Woman comes home.
Yep.
And maybe you're a new listener and you say, what does...
It's the final countdown.
What does this mean? What this means is Poncho has zero control over his life and he probably won't be allowed to do the show anymore.
Yep.
So we want everybody to enjoy what you're going to have left here. Earlier on in the week, we encouraged people to call the hotline. Do you have the digits?
Sure,
or you
I do it. It's 717-455-7164. And you're right, Tools. They are going to be missing a couple of sexual panthers like us because, yeah, it's over. She actually hacked into my Instagram, shut it down, and then hacked into my Facebook, shut it down. So, it's going to be over when she gets back. She's in India. But when she comes back to Lancaster, to 717, where us thoroughbreds are raised and bored, it's going to be over when she's
back.
Hey,
a little flashback. Remember years ago when I hacked into your Facebook?
I do.
And posted that you came out of the closet, yeah. And like people were congratulating
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that was.
And you didn't talk to me for 3 weeks.
Oh, I think it was longer than 3 weeks, Tools. That was malicious, Tools. You know what? We joke around
no,
on this show.
No,
we joke around no. on this show, but that was to the next level.
Did you post something on my Facebook about me being gay?
No.
Yes,
no,
you
no.
did.
You hacked into my Facebook.
You hacked into mine.
And then sure enough, all these old acquaintances
from high school
are like, yeah, we admire your strength and courage. Meanwhile, I'm like, you know, I just got through tearing into something the night before, and I'm thinking, what do I do here? But yeah, I don't think I talked to you for months. I think it was more than weeks, but that's across the line.
Quit turning your microphone off for it.
That's across
okay,
the line.
Okay, so back to the final countdown theme. We encourage people to call into the hotline. First off, we have one of our favorite listeners here. He called in. Poncho, right. We're going to play it for everybody. This is somebody called into the hotline right. at Bleed Green. Here we go. Takes a little bit to queue up.
Wow, Jesus.
Yeah, hi. This is at Bleed Green. I'm hearing there's rumors of Poncho and his woman are getting, I don't know. I'm just too broken up.
He's
I'm
pretty emotional, Podge.
I don't know what to do. Yeah. I'm really upset. This is a sad day in history that, you know, Poncho's balls have to go back into his woman's purse.
Well,
when she comes home from,
she's on a safari.
I can't even talk. I'm just broken up. This is just embarrassing. I mean, really, he's going to contract West Nile virus.
West Nile.
I'm just broken up. Don't go, Ponch. Don't go.
Well, there's one of our biggest fans encouraging you not to leave.
Sounds like Bleed Green when he runs out of Jameson. That Jersey truck! You know what? I respect him, though. I admire him, Tools. He's been there from the start. He went to Ireland, listened to us all the way through. So I do respect the guy. His loneliness is, while very... morose and ridiculous. He's also a very good fan. Thank you, Bleed Green. I apologize in advance for leaving the show, but you got to do what keeps a happy home, right? Am
okay.
I right or am I wrong?
That's well, yeah, so I mean, when she comes back, you do nothing because you have no control of your life. Now, spelling bee thing here. Quick spelling bee thing here. You said the word morose.
Yeah.
Morose.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to see. Do you know how to spell that?
Yeah, sure. M-O-R-O-S-E. Now, that's right. And you see those...
Do it live!
You see those kids, they spell it out in their hand and stuff. these kids work their left hand more than you did in high school,
No,
brother.
You spell things out in your hand. All right, we got okay. another caller here.
Wow, all right, yeah.
Another caller up here
Big
on the hotline.
Big show, obviously.
Okay, here's another wonderful fan, as you would say.
Voice, Poncho. Sooner, 4597 on the line. So disappointed to hear about Poncho leaving the show. His woman's coming back. I don't even know what we're going to do. I just wanted to say it's been an amazing run, and I am just all teared up. I can't even talk right now.
Man,
I don't know what to say anymore. What are we going to do without you? I miss you, buddy. It's been an amazing run. There's only one thing I can think to say.
Oh, he's putting boys to bed on you. So emotional, Poncho.
Wow,
so emotional.
This is bringing me down in the dumps. I love that.
Oh, you're the one leaving the show.
That big guy with the cane from Boys to Men, he was... Oh, he
you're
was
the one boss. Leaving the show.
Well, Tools, you know what? I'm broken up myself here. You know, when I feel this warmness from my fans here...
Are you engaged?
Yeah, I am, Tools. I'm off the market.
You're
but
engaged.
How long have you been
another
engaged?
Another thing, Tools.
You're engaged.
What are you going to do? You know, I got to keep her happy, but I also am making an announcement tonight on the show.
Okay.
A special announcement for all our fans. I'm swinging. I'm open. I'm back, baby.
What does that mean?
That means I'm creating a new Facebook account, baby, and she's not going to know the password this time.
D- Didn't you tell me once she hacked in and was looking at your, like, did, like,
nothing compared to what you did. Nothing compared to what you did, bro.
All right, enough is enough. I don't want to bring everybody down, so let's get into some sports.
Oh, you know? Yeah, okay. Is that what this is, a sports show?
What do you want to talk about, the NBA Finals?
Yeah, it's the only thing going on, right? And you know what? I'm going to say this and say it once. I'm going to say it twice, and I'll say it three times. Okay, LeBron James, you and I, brother. I don't care if you're 6'12", 370 pounds. Everybody's hurt this time of year. You don't have to wait until the clock runs down to zero staring at it. Then all of a sudden have a breakdown physically and collapse at center court.
Sounds like you're going to have a breakdown here.
Well, I hate guys that showboat for themselves. Everybody's hurt this time of year, tools.
Well, LeBron James is probably the best basketball player ever.
No. I don't agree with that. I respect him.
How many players do you think are better than him?
I respect his physicality. I respect his game tools, but that doesn't mean I have to like the guy. I don't like him at all.
Okay.
He's a me guy.
Is he better than Larry Bird?
Of course he's better than Larry Bird.
Is he better than Bill Russell?
Well, I can't relate to two. I never saw Bill Russell.
Okay. Is he better than Michael Jordan?
No, he's not. He's not.
That's the only person he's
not
better
than? Look at
is Michael. He better than Kobe Bryant?
I would take LeBron over Kobe. Yeah. Wow. I'm not slighting the guy. I just don't like all the me stuff, and he makes it all about him. Post-game interview, I don't even have the strength to talk to you. Yeah, right. It's all a show with this guy, Tools.
Who are you taking, Golden State or Cleveland?
Golden State.
How many games?
Well, is Klay Thompson out for the entire series?
As of right now, the latest report is he has concussion symptoms, and in the NBA, until those symptoms go away, he can't play. So who knows if he's playing?
Game one's not for a week, Tools. So he could be
game one is six days from today.
I say Golden State, but I think it's going to be a hell of a series. I think it's going to go seven.
Why? I mean, we're sitting here, and if you listen, everybody's talking about how LeBron James is the best player ever, right? Best player ever. And nobody is giving Cleveland a chance to beat Golden State. Explain that to me.
Well, I just think, I'll say this. I mean, I know you can't help who you play, but they drew some weak competition. The Atlanta Hawks, told their second best player was
the whole Eastern Division is weak.
Exactly. Thank you for making my point, Tools. I know the Bulls are shorthanded. The Atlanta Hawks stink. They're terrible. Kyle Korver was their second best player. The only thing good about this guy is his hair, his game, and his sack. He was benched.
You think Korver has good hair?
He's got good hair, and I'll tell you what,
Do you think he's attractive?
Have you seen his stable?
Do you think he's attractive?
Well, Tools, I don't look at the man. I look at his females, and this guy has a stable a mile long. Now, he doesn't compare to a guy like me with my masculinity. My naughty bits have seen more than a few. But this guy has a stable, and I respect that.
Boy, I've never heard you so excited about a guy as you are about Korver.
Tools, I'm just saying, he works it well. I respect it. Yeah, he's attractive. That's
why didn't you choose him as your wingman last week when we went over?
He doesn't come close to my dream team. Pat Burrell, John Daly, who relapsed just last week, and then the number one draft pick, Gronk.
Who
scored six times since this show started.
I have a feeling that Daly relapses every week, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. Well, he's trying, though, Tools. He's trying.
So did you watch any of the Eagles OTAs?
Oh, that's a hell of a segue. Yeah, I did a little bit. I was there, not in person.
What were you looking for? What were you observing about the Eagles OTAs?
I don't think I saw anything that really encouraged me. Bradford looked like an old man. I mean, he looked like a guy with a broken down shot knee.
So
I guess you watched Tebow and he didn't look good. I don't know. What do you take out of it?
Here's a question for you. I think there's two camps. Ready? Two camps. Bradford's going to do well. Bradford's not going to do well. Where do you stand?
If Bradford plays, he's going to do just fine. If he plays, he's going to be fine. If he's healthy, he's going to be fine.
How many games do you think he's going to play? Nobody knows, right?
Yeah, that's not to say. And I guess the one takeaway I had, and I think the only real story out of this was here at Chip Talk. Because I'll tell you what, one thing I'll say about Chip Kelly, I don't know what he has in his shorts. I don't know what kind of unmentionables he has, but the guy is a straight shooter. And I know you, since he arrived, you've been in the guy's shorts. I mean, the first thing he sees when he looks down to take a whiz in the morning is your man bun. But I got a question for you about Chip Kelly.
Okay.
And that is this. It doesn't have a whole lot to do with performance on the field, but it does have a lot to do with fan perception. Do you like the guy? Is he likable?
Yeah, I think he's really. Okay. You know what? No, the number one thing I like, the whiny, bitchy media that complains about stuff, information we don't need because they're lazy. They don't want to go run down a story. They expect everything to be given to them. He doesn't talk to them, which I think is 100% the advantage to the team and the organization is to not tell everything to the media. So what? They try to make him sound like he's like some difficult guy to deal with. Not at all. He's just not about being in the limelight. You know, when the firefighters' families died a couple months ago, he went to the services. How about from the 717, Bear, the quarterback from Lampeter Strasburg?
Yeah, Bear Shank, yep.
The Eagles organization, spearheaded by Chip Kelly, picked up his hotel bills.
Yeah.
He does stuff. He doesn't want media publicity.
Don't try spelling it. You can't even say it, brother. But I'll tell you this. You're right about that. He's a good guy. But it's pretty clear he does not like the media. And when he does a press conference, every question's a battle with him. He goes after reporters.
I have no
problem with it, but you got to understand, when you're talking to the media, you're also talking to the fans.
I don't think he dislikes the media. I think he is so much smarter than the media. And they, ask him stupid questions. Example, if the season was starting today, would Sam Bradford be able to start? Okay. Well, the season is not starting for 3 months, so why are we asking that question?
I just hope you're not going to be in the guy's shorts forever. If he starts showing faults, just be clear, just be honest with the fans, because we know you can be a little Chris Wheeler-like when it comes to blind devotion to a player or coach you like. But speaking of players, speaking of Stallions, here I got, can I ask you a few questions about who's going to be quarterback this year?
For the Eagles or for other teams?
For the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you the name of a quarterback. You tell me how many games he starts this year. Easy enough for you?
Easy.
Okay, here we go. Sam Bradford.
16.
Oh, tools. He's not even going to start the first game. So you're telling me Sam Bradford's the only quarterback on this team that starts a game?
Not only that. Sam Bradford is going to be a top 7 quarterback. He's going to dominate. I have him. I will target him in fantasy football. He's going to have a ton of completions. Turn your microphone on. This is going to be, and he is going to blow people away.
Oh boy! Holy hell, Tools! It sounds
so.
Like
you don't think he's going to start the season?
I thought you were in chip shorts, but you're deep. You're deep in this fella's orifices. Holy moly! He's not even going to start the first game.
How much you want to bet he starts the first game?
Did you see him in OTAs?
The fact we won't be on the air.
He can barely move, Tools.
He can move fine. He's going to do 7-on-7s next week.
Oh, okay.
People do not understand what. Yes, he's not ready to go right now. So what? He's going to be ready to go at the start of the season.
He will be just fine. I disagree.
What's your take on Bradford?
Well, I think when he's there, he'll be fine. But I think
He's going to be? I gave you
a month into the season.
Think the first 4 games of the season, Bradford's going to start? Or I mean, excuse me, that Sanchez?
I think Barkley's going to start the first. No, just kidding. I don't think he's going to start the first game, to be honest with you. I think they'll ease him in. I really do. I think they're going to ease him in.
You're nuts.
I don't think we'll start seeing Sam Bradford perform, physically with all his might by game 5, game 6.
Can we make a friendly wager about that or something?
I don't bet. I don't gamble, Tools.
Really?
One thing I do is I reach down into my Wranglers and pull out my Twitter and show the world and show the fans. Look at my Twitter.
All right. Well, I have a story for you that I found on Twitter this week that you said you disagreed with, and it's from the Huffington Post. And I saw the headline. It said that younger women nowadays prefer their grandma's underwear. They said that thongs are a thing of the past, and millennials and younger women wear bloomers.
No.
Poncho, what do you think about this?
What's this study based on, Tools? Are they talking about
what you wear to bed?
Do they wear their grandma's second hands, or is this like a new style?
Does your woman wear her thongs a lot or not? Or is she a bloomers person?
Hey, I'll be honest with the fans right now. She never wore a pair of bloomers. Jesus Christ, what is this? Tools of the 50s? Come on. Women don't wear these things, and I'll tell you what
yes,
I do.
Yes, they do. Your woman doesn't prance around the house in, like, comfortable underwear sometimes.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing as bloomers, where everything's covered all the way down, halfway down the thigh. I'm an observant gentleman, Tools, and when I go out in the streets, I scan. My peripherals are top-notch, and I see everything, and I tell you right now, in this warm weather, I'm seeing plenty of the, you know, the flaws. I don't see any bloomers. What the, Jesus, come on, Tools.
Well,
Huffington Post.
Well, the 717 sometimes is a little behind on the trend.
You sure you didn't read that in the Onion, brother? I just don't think
I'm going to tweet. I will tweet out the article for everybody. Wait, you don't believe me?
And our fans, if your women wear bloomers, send us a pic, and then we'll unfollow you, brother, because you don't have her in the right way.
What happens if I have a pic of you in bloomers? Would you be offended if I would tweet that out?
Well, you tweeted out when I was drunk and embarrassing myself the other night, but...
No, know, I didn't.
Anything can happen with me when after 2 o'clock in the morning. We usually do follows of the week, Tools.
Yeah, do you have a follow of the week?
I got a theme. You know what a theme is,
a
Tools?
A theme? A follows?
I got a theme of follows. Throwbacks. Here we go.
Throwback what? Jerseys or throwback people?
Just throwback broads that I think the masses have forgotten about. Well, let me remind you. How does Carmen Electra with cheesy string running down her bosom sound? How does J-Lo barely wearing anything at all sound? And then also, my final, Christie Brinkley. Remember her from the Griswolds movies?
Yes.
Vacation. I was just the one I was watching. She still got it together. These three lassies have class, and they also have a body.
Was Christie Brinkley the one in the pool? Christmas
in
Vacation?
In the red Corvette. Yeah. Yeah.
Who was the one that was selling panties? Remember that? When
selling panties?
In Christmas Vacation.
Oh, see, I'm talking about the original, which is the first one where they go, you know, they go to Wally World.
Okay, well, so I'm talking about Christmas Vacation when Chevy Chase was shopping for underwear and he...
Oh, that was Perfume Pools.
And the girl...
Holy
no,
hell! She no, was beautiful. I know
she
who
was
you're...
talking about her underwear and she pulled out and he goes, "What do you think about that, Russ?" And he's like, "Oh, Russ!"
Yes. He was going to the perfume aisle, though. But, yeah, then she started coming on.
She didn't have bloomers on.
Oh,
that's for
God.
Sure.
She was... What's her name, Tools?
Christie Brinkley, I thought.
No, that wasn't Christie Brinkley,
I don't
brother.
Know what her name is.
I also liked his wife, Ellen, on the original one. Not the later one, she started falling apart. But I know you liked Aunt Edna. Didn't you didn't you have that on your wallpaper
when I came in?
Follow of the week, Tolles. You got one or what?
Yes. You said Britt McKenney?
McHenry.
McHenry. She is the... we stood up for her a couple shows ago. She's the one that had, like, she was very aggressive towards the parking attendant who runs that scam where they tow your car for no reason and say you owe them $700. And I think she got fired, or did she not, or suspended?
Suspended.
She's in our picture behind us, and that almost brings us into Flavor Flub.
Oh, yes. And when the words are spoken by us, those loins warm up, underwear gets extremely bunched up. Flavor in the Flub.
All right, I'm going to let you go. You always make me go first. Your turn to go first.
I got a flavor for you right off the bat. It's Gokul. Gokul, this gentleman, we all know him from the Spelling Bee. He won it last night, Tools, and... You know, I admire the guy. He doesn't need root words. He doesn't need origins. All he needs is a pair of flags that he can get in between. Gokul, you're my idol.
What? I mean, this is a pretty weak show when your flavor of the week is a spelling bee kid. I mean,
you didn't see this, gentlemen.
I'm apologizing to the fans already for this show.
Now, Tools, you didn't see this gentleman because what he did is he walked to the mic. You could see his form. And he showed it all off to these AP calculus women, and they were turned on, and then he just spells a word like that. Watch it. I'm telling you, it's Gokul.
My flavor of the week is DeMarco Murray, because there's more Eagles need to do this. He was asked about Chip Kelly, and you know what he said? Look around you. I see a lot of black guys here. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think it's about time that the players for the Eagles start saying, this crap that, you know, that the media keeps talking about LeSean McCoy, Chip Kelly being racist, is stupid, it's pathetic. Just get out of our face. Go do a better job of reporting and quit doing the race baiting crap. That's getting old.
Now, that's a good flavor, Tools. And you know what? It's just looking for a new story as we talk about before.
It's such an old story. Okay, let's talk about race.
Fans, now that your girlfriends have privately listened to us and become extremely stimulated, let's close it out with our flubs of the week, Tools.
Oh, I got a flub, but you go first.
Okay, I got one here, Tools. And you know what? It's going to irritate me just to say it. We all know this type. We all know this brand. Those long hashtaggers, you know? You're on social media scrolling through, enjoying life, and then you see this 630 letters. Loving life while taking care of my baby on Mondays. Loving being a mom. Okay, honey, how about this? Zip it, you wordy bastards! Get the hell off my Twitter feed before I shut you down!
So you don't like long hashtags. It's the... Is that hashtag too long?
You know what I'm talking about, Tosh.
Have you spilled beer?
You know what I'm talking about, Tosh. I'm talking about...
Can you clean that beer up, please? All right, my flub of the week, and this is serious to me, very serious. I have two dogs. I own a Maltese poodle, and I own a Yorkie. This son of a bitch from the Atlanta Falcons, a linebacker by the name of Prince Shimbo, he kicked his Yorkie dog to death. He has been charged with animal cruelty, and he has been and he's been cut by the Atlanta Falcons. I'd like to take this son of a bitch and kick him in the face a couple times. I can't take it. All business, no hard feelings. All my it's disgusting.
We know you love, you know, you only eat free-range birds and stuff, but that's terrible, Tools. I don't agree with that.
As terrible as this show. Well, fans, we're sorry. We apologize for the show.
We're Americans, though. We're patriots. We love you.
We apologize for the show in advance, but what are you going to do?